Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. John Patterson's here. John is a senior partner to the Chip Bell Group. He's the author, a co-author of a number of books, including Customer Loyalty Guaranteed, Wired and Dangerous. That's one of my favorite. Take Their Breath Away. He and Chip Bell have written a bunch of books together, and he's forgotten more about how to take care of customers than most of us will ever know. He's our good friend, John Patterson. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you back. So, John, I think you might have flipped your lid a little bit this time,
though. You think so?
Well, and I think maybe you might be starting to get into my pocket a little bit here with this lifetime warranty thing. What's that all about?
Let's talk a little bit about, just imagine, Jim, that we feel strong enough about our focus on our customer that we're going to guarantee them a great experience every time. Now, how's that sound?
I think that's probably ought to be non-negotiable.
I agree with you completely. There's some great examples we'll talk about in a minute, but if you think about this concept, and when we introduce this concept to our clients, most of them have the same reaction you did. These guys, they've lost it.
You flip your lid. It's going to cost me some money here.
I'm going to be bankrupt before long. And that's exactly how it began. Because if you say, we are really focused on the customer, we are so committed, we say, show us some evidence. Give us some evidence. And if you say, well, I'm going to guarantee that the experience with us every time, no matter which channel you use, because we know our customers use lots of different channels today to interact with us, we're going to guarantee it's a great experience. It forces you and everyone who works with you to focus on the customer, right? And
yep.
it forces you to set clear standards.
But
you better
be prepared to be an absolute... almost as the owner, as a leader, if you're not a maniac about this, if you're not hardcore, I mean hardcore dedicated, if you're not prepared to train and reinforce and hold people accountable, it's the only way to do it, isn't it?
Don't go here. All those things that don't go here.
Have you ever been in the military, John?
Yes, I was in the United.
Remember walking down in the mess hall with your tray in your hand, and the cook cookie would be over there, and they just slapped a slop on your tray, and you know they didn't even look at you. You just walked by and just slop, right?
Right, that's right.
That's how I feel 9 out of 10 times, whether I'm buying a meal or clothes or something else. I feel like I'm being waited on. And no disrespect to the Army cooks, because I loved a bunch of them, but still, it was, you know, that's how I feel when I'm being waited on these days. What do you think?
No, I understand now. I'm gonna rub it in a little bit. You know where I've been the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, you've been in Europe, Turkey.
Yeah, I know it. And
how do they treat you over there?
Oh well, down on the coast in Cinque Terre, we would. You know, go to the
Italy. He's talking about Italy, folks.
I'm sorry.
He's trying to act like we're all supposed to know that. Go ahead, John.
I'm sorry. But and we are on the coast. We go to these small restaurants, you know, family owned, there where you are truly treated like a guest. And one of them I'm thinking about right now, just thinking about what you said. And the waiter came out. He made a big deal of us, and we were sitting outside in the beautiful weather, and he started talking to us and taking our order and everything, and somebody asked, well, you know, I'd like the special, and he said, I must go check with the chef, Chef Nadia, and then he looked at us and kind of winked, and he said, she is my wife. And he rolled his eyes and he ran back in and he came back out. But and then he came back out and he said, and also my father works in the kitchen. And so, you know, sometimes that family, but let me tell you, he was committed to us having an absolutely amazing experience.
You know,
and so much so.
Go ahead, John. No, go ahead, John.
No, I was just going to say so much so that I ordered a piece of fish, and in a minute he came back, and on a plate were two fish that obviously had been cleaned recently. You know, we're right on the coast, and he said, right, "Which one of these two would you like?" And I said, "Which one is better?" And he said, "Only take this one." I said, "Then that's the one I will take." Now, it's obviously totally different than what we were talking about before, but that restaurant is committed to
well,
us
it's,
having
it's in,
a
it's in their, it's
experience.
In, it's deep inside of them. So this lifetime service warranty, customer experience warranty you're talking about, I mean, tell us what do we need to do to get to make this happen so that the people we hire, not our family members, but the people we hire, deliver that kind of service, that kind of commitment, make people feel that way.
Well, you start right there, Jim, with identifying what are we going to hire for? Are we going to hire for attitude and personality attributes and train for skill? Or are we going to go backwards and look just for the skill set, the experience set, and hope they have that attitude? So you have to make a decision on how we're going to hire there and what we can teach our people. Because you know in service, attitude is huge. Mm-hmm. It's huge. Some people have the aptitude for this, and some people don't. But there are about five or six principles as if you want to do the guarantee we have to talk about. First of all, if you're going to do a guarantee, make it unconditional. You know, don't make it have 89 paragraphs.
Do you tell the customer this is what's happening, or do you just do it?
You know, that's a great question. It helps when you tell the customer, but you don't have to make it huge, Jim.
Right.
I like, you know, I'm a big fan of Starbucks, and there's a little sign where you pick up your coffee drink that says, if your drink's not right, or if your drink's not the way you like it, please let us know.
How about the Sears promise?
Yeah.
For 100 years, you walk through a Sears door, and in gold leaf over the transom, it said, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Correct. How about the Hampton Inn, right?
So what would be wrong with every small business owner having declaring that kind of a commitment and then say at the bottom, hold us to this standard?
Please.
How about that?
Yeah. I love it.
20 after, right back with John Patterson. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.